我们一起祷告。
Let's pray。
主，我们感谢你是一位复活的主。
Lord, we praise you that you're living, Lord。
主，你的圣灵来开启我们的眼界，来了解你话语中的奥秘。
May your Spirit open the eyes of our hearts so we can understand this true word。
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' name。
Amen。基督教信仰的中心就是耶稣基督的十字架与他的复活。
The core of Christian faith is Jesus Christ's cross and his resurrection.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上，最后要断气之前，他说成了。
And when Jesus was crucified, before he took his last breath, he said, "It is finished."
成了。并不是代表耶稣在十字架上最后的无力气，或是被打败了。
Your finish didn't mean that he was exhausted or he was defeated.
希腊文用一个字来描写，这是一种胜利的呼喊，说打了一场胜仗。
So Greek uses the word, and that word means the battle has been won.
完成了一项使命
or is the mission accomplished?
圣经学者来比喻这有如当米开朗基罗来完成了在罗马梵蒂冈教皇的小教堂的画壁之后，当他从小教堂的圆顶下来往上看着他的杰作的时候，他可能大声地喊着说成了。
And a scripture scholar compared this to Michelangelo's work in the Sistine Chapel. When he came down from the ceiling, watching his work, maybe he yelled, "It's finished."
当耶稣在十字架上最后要断气之前喊叫说成了，这句话也代表着相同的意义，说一个杰作已经完成了。
And when Jesus was crucified, and when he said it's finished, it could symbolize a masterpiece has been completed.
神的救赎的使命已经完成了。
God's saving mission was finished.
耶稣到世界上来传福音，并不是止于在十字架上的死。
And Jesus came to the world to spread the gospel, not just to die on the cross.
如果这样子的话，我们只是遵从耶稣是历史上的伟人之一而已。
If that was it, we can only respect him as a great man in history.
但是神的话语告诉我们，耶稣在十字架上死了。他替我们世界上的人来担当罪的刑罚。
But the God's word told us that Jesus died on the cross, took the penalty of sin for us.
三日之后他复活了，因此我们是在敬拜一位生命的主。
And he rose 3 days later, so therefore we're worshiping a living ruler.
他是一位活活的主上帝。
He's a living God.
本主日今天是复活节，哈利路亚，他复活了。
Today is Easter, Hallelujah, He's risen.
我们共同从路加福音24:1-12来领受神的话。
Let's receive God's word from the scripture, Luke 24, verses 1-12.
第一，他不在这里了。
First is He is not here.
耶稣在十字架上被钉，当天就死了。
Jesus was crucified on the cross and he died on that day.
马太福音27:57-60说，傍晚的时候有一个亚利马太的财主来了，他名叫约瑟，也是耶稣的门徒，去见比拉多要求收敛耶稣的遗体。比拉多就吩咐把耶稣的遗体交给他，约瑟把遗体领了去，用干净的麻纱把它包裹起来，安放在他自己的墓穴里。这墓穴是他最近 才从岩石琢成的，他又把一块大石头滚过来，堵住木门，然后离开。
Here's a, they come from Matthew 27, verses 57 and 60. As evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea, named Joseph, who had himself became a disciple of Jesus. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered that it be given to him. Joseph took the body, wrapped in a clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away.
我们可以想象耶稣埋在借来的坟墓。
So we can imagine that Jesus was buried in a tomb that was borrowed.
在第三天天刚亮的时候，一些妇女们带了一些准备好的香料到耶稣的坟墓的地方去。
So on the third day after his death, just at the break of dawn, some women brought some spice to the tomb.
他们用那些香料要保持耶稣的尸体使他不腐败。
So they wanted to preserve Jesus' body with the spices.
当他们到了墓地的时候，发现挡在墓前面的大石头已经被滚开了。
But when they arrived, they found that the big stone that was blocking the entrance was rolled away.
他们就进到了墓穴里面，结果发现到耶稣的尸体不在了。
And they went inside and found Jesus' body was gone.
路加福音24:4-6说，正在疑虑不定的时候，忽然有两位衣服发光的人，就是天使，站在他们旁边，他们非常惊骇，伏在地上。那两个人对他们说：“为什么在死人当中找活人呢？他不在这里了，他已经复活了。”
Verses 4-6 tells us, while they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them.In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he has risen.
And
here we saw that they were slow to believe.
天使们告诉那些妇女们说，要记住耶稣在加利利传福音的时候经常对他们说的话。
The angels reminded the women, what did Jesus often tell them when he was spreading the word in Galilee?
我们知道耶稣经常对他们说什么话呢?
So what did Jesus always tell them?
路加福音24:7，答案在那里。耶稣告诉他们说，人子必须被交在罪人手中，钉在十字架上，在第三天复活。
The answer was found in verse 7. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified on the third day, be raised again.
耶稣在马可福音第八章三十一节，马可福音第九章三十一节，马可福音第十章三十四节，一直重复的提醒他们说，他必须被杀害，过了三天要复活。
In Mark 8:31, Mark 9:31, Mark 10:34, Jesus repeatedly told them that he was going to be persecuted, crucified, and then resurrected on the third day.
但是这些妇女们，她们也没有注意在天，她们没有期待耶稣会复活。
But they didn't pay attention. They didn't expect that he was going to come back alive.
他们反而准备好了香料到耶稣的坟墓那里，要来保存耶稣的遗体，以免腐坏。
Instead, they brought the spices they prepared to come to Jesus' tomb to preserve his body.
当两位天使提醒那些妇女们，耶稣以前在加利利的时候，告诉他们说，耶稣他将被受害，死了。三天之后要复活这个事，圣经经常告诉我们。
So when these two angels reminded women that Jesus often told them about his resurrection.
路加福音24:8-9继续说，他们就想起耶稣的话来， 便从坟墓那里回去，把这一切告诉十一个门徒和其余的人。
And then in verses 8 and 9, they remember what Jesus said. So they left the tomb and told the disciples and all the others.
这些妇女们回去告诉耶稣的门徒和其他的人有关耶稣复活的消息的时候，这些门徒的反应怎么样呢？
So when women went and told the disciples, how did they react?
耶稣的门徒没有说听了之后说哇太奇妙了，耶稣照着他所说的话实现了，他果然在第三天复活了。耶稣的门徒没有这样的反应。
So Jesus' disciples, they didn't say, wow, amazing, Jesus' word was fulfilled, that he came back alive on third day.
耶稣的门徒没有对这些妇女们说是啊，我们就是期待耶稣今天要复活。
And they didn't say, yes, we expected Jesus to be risen today.
门徒们反而不相信那些妇女们说的话。
Instead, they didn't believe him.
路加福音24章11节继续说，他们这些话，门徒以为是胡言，不相信。
So verse 11 tells us, but they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense.
耶稣的门徒跟随耶稣三年之久，他们跟耶稣进进出出，耶稣也经常的来向他们提到说他将被害杀死，第三天复活，但是他们却不相信。
So the disciples followed Jesus for 3 years long, going everywhere. Jesus often told them that he was going to be crucified and resurrect, but they didn't believe.
我们从那些跟从耶稣的妇女们以及门徒对耶稣复活这个消息的反应来看出，耶稣复活的事并不是他们去捏造出来的，相反的，起初他们并不相信，他们怀疑，门徒起先认为说耶稣的复活这是胡言。
So their reactions prove that they didn't just make up the truth, the story of Jesus resurrecting. On the opposite, in the beginning they were doubting and they thought that his resurrection was nonsense.
当耶稣复活的当天，有两位门徒从耶路撒冷往以马忤斯的村庄去。
On the day Jesus rose, there's two disciples going from Jerusalem to Emmaus.
他们在路上谈起过去三天在耶路撒冷所发生的事情。
So they were talking about what happened in the previous 3 days.
耶稣来到了他们当中，跟他们一起行走。
And Jesus walked among them.
他们告诉耶稣说，他们的祭司长和官夫把他们素来所盼望要救赎以色列的那个人钉死了。
And they told Jesus that the chief priest and the government crucified the one that has come to save Israel.
路加福音24:25，耶稣对他们说：“无知的人啊！”先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟了。
Jesus said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slowly to believe all the prophets have spoken."
他们对主的信心太迟钝了。
They were slow of their faith to Christ.
但是复活的主却是耐心地陪着他们走。
But the risen Lord was patiently walking with them.
因此最后他们的眼睛开了，认出耶稣来。
And finally they opened their eyes and recognized Jesus.
耶稣的复活让门徒们来认识他是一位掌管生死一切的主宰。
And Jesus' resurrection allowed the disciples to know that he's a ruler who is in control of life.
对神而言没有不可能的事。
And to God there's nothing impossible.
他们本以为耶稣他是躺在墓穴里面，但是天使告诉他们说他不在这里了，他已经复活了。
And they thought there was Jesus still laying in the tomb, but the angels told them he is not here, he's risen.
在我们跟随主的信仰旅程当中，或许我们也像那些跟从主的妇女们与门徒们，跟耶稣那么的相近，那么的接近，却不明白主的心意。
Maybe on our spiritual journey to follow Jesus, we're just like the women and his disciples, that we thought we're close to God, but we don't understand his message.
并不了解他奇妙的作为。
We don't understand his amazing works.
但是只要我们继续的跟随他，耶稣他将开启我们属灵的眼睛来认识他是一位复活的主。
But if we're willing to continue to follow him, he'll open our spiritual eyes to see that he's a risen Lord.
第二，何处寻找耶稣？
The second message is where to find Jesus.
回答路加福音24:5-6说，为什么在死人中找活人呢？他不在这里，已经复活了。
Going back to verses 5-6, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he has risen.
那些到耶稣墓穴里要寻找耶稣的那些妇女们，他们的心极为伤心，因为耶稣被钉死在十字架了，他们失去了耶稣。
And the women who were going to the tomb to look for him, they were brokenhearted because Jesus was crucified and they lost Jesus.
他们来到了坟墓，又发现耶稣的尸体不在坟墓里面。
And they were even more depressed when they couldn't find Jesus' body in the tomb.
这使他们的心更加的悲伤。
And made them even more brokenhearted.
但天使告诉他们说，为什么在世人当中找活人呢？
But the angels told them, why do you look for the living among the dead?
他不在这里了，他已经复活了。
He is not here, he is risen.
耶稣复活了之后，他往哪里去？
And when Jesus rose, he went, where did he go?
有没有人要回答？耶稣复活之后，他到了一个地方，到哪里去
？After he's risen, where did he go?
到加利利。
Galilee.
马太福音28:7说，天使告诉抹大拉的玛利亚说耶稣复活了。快去告诉他的门徒说，他从死里复活了，并且在你们以前往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。看啊，我已经告诉你们了。
So Matthew 28:7, an angel told Mary Magdalene, to tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.
那些跟随耶稣的妇女们来到了一个伤心地。
So the women following Jesus came to a place of sadness.
就是耶稣的坟墓。
That was the tomb of Jesus.
在这里，一切的希望都丧失了，他们绝望了。
And there they lost all hope. They were in despair.
但是天使告诉他们说，他不在这里了。
But the angels told him he is not here.
他已经到。加利利那里去了。
And he is going into Galilee.
他们在这伤心绝望之地。
So they were there at the place of despair.
但在那里，加利利那里，耶稣给他们一个新的希望，新的生命，新的开始，新的将来。
But in Galilee, God is giving them a new hope, a new life, a new beginning, and a new future.
主从这里，耶路撒冷到那里加利利去了。
And from here, Jesus went from Jerusalem to Galilee.
他们要在那里遇见复活的主。
They are going to meet the living Lord there.
或许你在现阶段人生当中被卡在这里。
Maybe you feel like you're stuck at your current stage in life.
就是你遭遇到了一些特别的困难、伤心与失败等等。
Or you encounter special, unusual circumstances, and you're brokenhearted and you fail.
复活的主不要你停留在这阶段当中。
But The risen Lord does not want you to stay in status quo.
他要带领你到那里，到加利利那里去见他。
He wants to lead you to Galilee to meet him.
他在那里等着你。
He's waiting for you there.
主要我们知道他是一位复活的主。
And the Lord wants us to know that he is a risen Lord.
他要赐给我们新的生命，新的盼望，新的将来。因为他是一位掌管着宇宙万一切的主宰。
That he's going to give us a new life, a new hope, a new future, because he rules over all life in the universe.
主已经从这里到那里去了。
The Lord went from here to there already.
主复活之后离开耶路撒冷到加利利去，代表着耶稣是一位复活活活的主。
And after his resurrection, he left from Jerusalem to Galilee to show that he's a living Lord.
以前 John A. McKay, 1936年到1959年担任普林斯顿神学院的院长。
John A. McKay, he was the president of the Princeton Theological Seminary from 1936 to 1959.
在这之前，他曾经到南美的秘鲁当宣教师20年。
And before that, he was a missionary to South America and Peru for 20 years.
他观察西班牙的天主教将耶稣传到拉丁美洲去的时候，耶稣便成为一个悲剧的形象。
And he noticed that when Spanish Catholicism was preaching Jesus to the Latin Americas, Jesus became a figure of tragedy.
他说，呈现在我们面前的基督，是位悲惨的牺牲者。
He said Christ stands before us as a tragic victim.
西班牙的宗教艺术家描绘基督就是被打淤伤青黑色的没有血色的以及血痕的身体被扭歪了的基督与死亡奋斗着不活泼的基督已经向死亡屈服了、那些所描绘出的基督乃是未缓和的悲剧。
The Spanish religious artists, they paint Christ as bruised, livid, bloodless, and blood-streaked, twisted Christ that struggled with death, and recumbent Christ that have succumbed to it. They are the quintessence of unrelieved tragedy.
McKay 继续说，基督永远的死了，就是在那一些他们所画出来的这些的形象基督已经永远死了他已经变成死之本身的化身这位基督并没有复活。
McKay continued to say, Christ is dead forever. He has become the incarnation of death itself. This Christ does not rise again.
我们以前曾经访问过巴西天主教堂里面都是那些 crucifix 就是耶稣的受难像就是 这么的悲惨的一个形象在那里
and we visited chapels in Brazil before and they inside the church they have these figures of crucified cross Jesus
John McKay 在秘鲁的50年之后一位著名的天主教的神学家作家 Henry Nouwen 也 去访问秘鲁。
So after 50 years when John McKay was in Peru, another renowned Catholic theologian Henry Nouwen went to visit Peru.
他在首都利马的教会里面他所看到基督的受难像经常是裸着身体覆盖着血。
So he went to a church in the capital, Lima, and he saw Jesus, crucifix, always naked and covered with blood.
他说，我没有看见任何地方有一个复活的迹象， 没有任何地方提醒我，基督已经胜过了罪恶与死亡，并且得胜从坟墓里复活的真理。
And he said, nowhere did I see a sign of the resurrection. Nowhere was I reminded of the truth that Christ overcame sin and death and raised victoriously from the grave.
全部都是受难日，缺少了复活节，几乎只是强调基督的受苦行，使我感到这是对福音的曲解，使它变成为一个可怕的故事来恐吓人，而不是释放他们的自由。
All was Good Friday. Easter was absent. The nearly exclusive emphasis on the tortured body of Christ strikes me as a perversion of the good news into a morbid story that intimidates people.But does not liberate them.
Mackay and Owen 在秘鲁所观察到拉丁美洲对耶稣的描绘，来提醒我们，不错，耶稣基督他道成肉身到这世界上来为我们的罪惨死在十字架上。
John and Henry's observations in Peru reminded us that surely Jesus.Became flesh, took the form of flesh to the world to die on the cross for us.
但是，正如以赛亚先知所说的，以赛亚书五十三章第四节，他诚然担当了我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
And like prophet Isaiah said, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering.
第五节说，那时他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭打，我们得医治。
But he was pierced for our transgressions; he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
主耶稣基督为我们世界上的人的罪孽，在十字架上承受了这些的苦难。
And for our sin, Jesus Christ bore the great suffering on the cross.
他惨死在十字架上。
And he died horribly on the cross.
但是那是发生在受难日当天的事，三天之后他复活了。
But that was just on that day, and three days later he was risen.
如今我们知道耶稣是一位胜过死亡一切权势的主。
And now that we know that Jesus is victorious over death,
我们敬拜的就是来庆祝耶稣基督他是一位复活的主。
And our celebration, we are here to celebrate the resurrection of Christ.
罗马书第四章十七节说，亚伯拉罕所信的是，那叫死人复活。是无变有的神。
In Romans 17:8, as 4:17, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is the father in the sight of God, who him may believe. God gives life to the dead and calls into being things that were not.
十八节继续说，他在无可指望的时候，因信仍然有指望，就得以做多国的父。
And 18, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed.And so became the father of many nations.
亚伯兰相信神是一位全能的神，从无来创造这个世界，甚至能够叫死人复活。
And Abraham believed that God is almighty, that he could create the universe from nothing, and he could bring people back from the dead.
当亚伯兰近百岁的时候，说他自己的身体如同已经死了，他的妻子撒拉。也已经过了生育的年龄。
And when Abraham was about almost 100, he said his body is dead, and that his wife Sarah is past the age to bear children.
但是因为他对神绝对的信心，他在100岁的时候生了一个儿子，后来成为多国之父。
But he had absolute faith in God, and when he was 100 years old, he had a son and became the father of many nations.
亚伯拉罕经历到神是一位使无变成为有，使人变成 复活使绝望变成盼望的神。
When the God that Abraham experienced is the God that can turn to create something from nothing, bring back the dead and turn despair into hope.
这就是复活节带给我们的盼望。
And this is the hope that we have from Easter.
主耶稣基督是一位活活的主上帝，在于他凡事都能。
Jesus Christ is a living God, and in Him everything is possible.
有一位牧师将被派遣到另外一间教会去牧会，他对教区长说，他不愿意到那一间教会去服侍。
So there was a pastor who was sent to a separate church to preach, but he told the parish leader that he didn't want to go there.
教区长问他说，为什么呢？他回答说，因为那一间教会已经是死的教会了，没有盼望了。
So the parish leader asked him why didn't he want to go, and he responded saying that church is dead, there's no hope.
因为他知道在那间教会里面有许多的问题，教会已经死了，没有盼望了。
Because he knew that there were many problems at that church, and that church was dead, it was hopeless.
教区长问他说，你相信耶稣基督复活吗？
So the leader asked him, do you believe in the resurrection of Christ?
意思就是说，如果你相信耶稣基督的复活，神也能够使耶稣能够使耶稣基督复活的话，神也能够使一间已经好像是死的教会再重新复活起来，复兴起来。
It means that if you believe in the resurrection of Christ, God can turn, bring Jesus back from the dead. His power could also turn the church around.
神的大能也能够使那个绝望的处境败再变成为盼望的处境。
And that God's power can turn this hopeless situation into hope.
同样，我们在庆祝耶稣基督的复活，我们知道耶稣基督是一位活活的主上帝。
And as we celebrate the resurrection of Christ, we know that God is a living God.
对神没有不可能的事情。
There's nothing impossible to him.
或许在我们现阶段的人生当中，遭遇到了一些特别的困难，好像处在绝望之中。
Maybe in our current stage in life, we have some special circumstances, like we're in despair.
但我们知道主是一位复活的主，他胜过了死亡的权势。
But we know that Christ is a living Lord and that He's overcame death.
我们到什么地方去寻找他呢？
So where do we go to find him?
我们感谢主，他不在坟墓里面了。
And thank the Lord that he's not at the tomb.
他已经复活了，来到我们当中，成为我们的盼望。
He's already among us to be our hope.
最后，复活的主永远跟我们同在。
And finally, the risen Lord, he's always with us.
约翰福音二十章记载玛利亚认出耶稣复活的时候，她想要拉住耶稣。
So John 20 tells us that when Mary recognized Jesus, he wanted to hold on to him.
约翰福音二十章十七节，耶稣说：“你不要拉住我，因为我还没有上去见我的父亲。”
John verse 17, "Do not," Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father."
这个玛利亚不是耶稣的母亲，是另外的玛利亚。
So this is not the mother of Jesus, this is another Mary.
耶稣叫玛利亚不要拉住他，或者是紧紧的拉住他。
So Jesus told her not to hold on to him.
这并不是说因为耶稣复活之后他是神圣的，不可以摸。
It doesn't mean that Jesus is unreachable because he's holy.
当然他是神圣的。
Surely he's holy.
但是在这情况之下，耶稣叫玛利亚不要拉住他。
But at that time, Jesus asked her not to hold on to him.
同样的，在约翰福音第二十章，记载门徒当中有一位叫做多马的，怀疑耶稣的复活。
In the same chapter, one of the disciples also doubted Jesus' resurrection.
二十章二十五节，多马说：“除非。”我亲眼看见他手上的钉痕，并用我的指头摸那钉痕，用我的手摸他肋旁，我绝不相信。
Verse 25, he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where his nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe."
后来当耶稣向门徒们显现的时候，耶稣对多马说，20章27节，把你的指头放在这里，看看我的手吧，再伸出你的手摸摸我的肋旁吧，不要疑惑，只要相信。
And in verse 27, Jesus said to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop doubting and believe.
耶稣叫多马摸他的手与他的肋旁，耶稣要让多马知道他真的复活了。
Jesus asked Thomas to touch him to make him believe.
但这也告诉我们，耶稣复活之后便不是神圣不可摸的。
So this tells us that after his resurrection, Jesus did not become wholly unreachable.
然而，耶稣叫玛利亚不要拉住他，不要摸他。另外代表着非常重要的意义。
So there's another important meaning why Jesus asked Mary not to hold on to him.
耶稣叫玛利亚不要把他紧紧地拉住不放。
So Jesus asked Mary not to grasp onto him.
玛利亚有如因为耶稣被钉死在十字架上死的，逐渐复活过来的，于是她想紧紧地拉住着耶稣。
Because Jesus died on the cross, and now that he's back alive, he wanted to hold on to him.
她不愿意耶稣再离开她而去。
And she didn't want Jesus to leave her again.
她要永远地跟耶稣跟他们同在。
And she wanted to be with Jesus always.
但是耶稣说，你不要拉住我，因为我还没有去见我的父亲。
But Jesus told her, do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to my father.
耶稣要玛利亚知道，如果耶稣复活之后再回到父上帝那里去的时候，正如耶稣先前所应许他们的，说将来耶稣回到父那里去的时候，他将应许他们做一件非常重要的事。
So Jesus wanted Mary to understand that after his resurrection, he was going to do something really important after he returns to the Father.
约翰福音14章16节说，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位宝贵师，叫他永远跟你们同在。
John 14:16, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever.
耶稣复活之后在地上40天之久，然后升天到父那里去。
After his resurrection, he stayed for 40 more days, and then he ascended to the Father.
10天之后，也就是复活节的第50天，这个在五旬节的时候，圣灵果然降临在门徒以及所有一些聚会的人上面，来应许耶稣基督他所应许的。
So another 10 days later, that's 50 days after Easter. Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples and all the people who were gathering that day to fulfill Jesus' promise.
所以玛利亚不必紧紧地抓住着耶稣，耶稣求父差遣圣灵来永远跟我们同在。
So we don't have to hold on to Jesus like Mary, because Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to be with us always.
耶稣复活的意义，耶稣基督到世界上来，将我们带入神永恒的国度。
And the meaning of his resurrection is that he came to the world to bring us into the eternal kingdom of God.
我们不仅在今生有盼望，我们也有永恒的盼望。
Not only do we have hope in this life, but we have hope for eternity.
当我们结束在这世界上的生命时候，我们将进入神之永恒的国度里面。
And as we finish this life in this world, we will be with God always.
所以为何我们在人生当中困难去面对受苦？
So why do we have to face suffering in this life?
为何我们困难去面对残障与疾病呢？
So why do we have to face difficult disabilities and sicknesses?
为何困难去做对的事？如果我们知道我们这样做的话，将付上金钱、 生育甚至生命的代价。
So why is it difficult to do the right thing even at the price of money, reputation, even our life?
我们为何困难去面对自己与亲人的死亡？
So why is it difficult for us to face our own death or our family's death?
人们觉得困难，因为他们认为在这个破碎的世界里面就是他们所唯一拥有的世界。
People think it's difficult because they see his broken world as the only world that they have.
这些的钱财就是他们所能拥有的财物。
And all these money is the only wealth they have.
这个身体就是他们所能拥有唯一的身体。
And that this body is the only body they possess.
但是耶稣复活带给我们新的盼望。
But Jesus has risen to give us new hope.
主是一位活活的主。
Christ is the living Lord.
将来我们结束在这世界上的生命之后，将继续与神永远的同在。
And as we finish the life in this world, we will be with God for eternity.
并且在那里，我们将脱离在这世上所有一切的缺陷、残障、痛苦、疾病、死亡等等。
And at that time, we will be free from all the flaws, all the disabilities.Illnesses and death in this world.
Johnny Erickson Tata 的一个见证 ，Johnny 他在十七岁的时候，在一次跳水的意外当中，因此从此以后他变成一个全身瘫痪的人。
So Johnny had a testimony when he was 17, there was a diving accident and he became paralyzed.
他从颈部以下。瘫痪，毕生都要坐在轮椅上。
He was paralyzed from the neck down and was wheelchair bound.
他见证说，有一次他参加一个大型的聚会的时候，讲师请大家都跪下来祷告。
So he testified that one time he was in a big congregation and the speaker asked everyone to kneel down to pray.
当大家都跪下来祷告的时候，只有 Johnny 一个人独自坐在轮椅的上面。
So when everyone knelt down to pray, only Johnny was still sitting on the wheelchair.
当他看到整个大会的人大家都跪着祷告的时候，他不禁不能自禁的流下眼泪来。
He was watching everyone praying, and the tears came down.
他说他的流泪不是因为他自怜自己可怜自己不是这样仍然是他看到几百个人都跪下来向神祷告那一种的情况是何等的美妙。
He said he wasn't crying out of self-pity, it was just that what he was observing was so amazing, seeing hundreds of people kneeling down to pray to God.
他有时看到了一个天堂的图画。
It's like seeing an image from heaven.
他说在那里，我想到了在天堂的时候，我将能够自由的跳跃、跳舞、踢脚并且做健美操。
And he said that sitting there, I was reminded that in heaven, I will be free to jump up, dance, kick, and do aerobic.
我将来到神那里的时候，我的身体将变成为一个荣耀的身体。
In the future, when we go to God, our body will turn into a glorious body.
不再有这个世界上的缺陷。
No longer any imperfections from this world.
他说，将来他到天堂去的时候，第一件事情就是我将安静的跪在主的脚前。
And the first thing that he was going to do in heaven is he quietly kneel down in front of Jesus.
这是何等的盼望
What an amazing hope.
我们感谢主耶稣基督复活了
Praise the Lord that Jesus Christ resurrected.
我们所敬拜的是一位活活的神
The God that we worship is a living God.
他是一位掌管生死所有一切的神
And he rules over life and death.
主耶稣基督为我们世界上的人被钉十字架死了
And for our sins, he was crucified on the cross.
他代替我们赎罪死后三天复活。
And that third day, he's risen.
他回到父那里去，如今借着圣灵来跟我们永远的同 And
that he's returned to the Father, and now he's with us through the Holy Spirit.
并且我们也知道，结束这个世界上的生命的时候，我们也将有一个荣耀的盼望。我们将在神的国度里面永远与神永远的同在。
And then we know as we finish this life in this world that we have a glorious hope to be with God in His kingdom forever.
我们将脱离在这个世界上一切的缺陷、病痛、死亡等等。
And then we'll be free from all the flaws and sicknesses and death in this world.
因此在这复活节，让我们提醒我们心中应当时常的想到我们复活的主。
And so on Easter, to remind us that we're always to think about this living Lord. That we could welcome his resurrection with a passionate
heart.
And that we could love him, and serve people with his great passion. Let's pray.
爱我们的父神，感谢你对我们的爱，在基督里到世界上来为我们罪来死。
Holy Father, thank you so much for your love that Jesus came to this world to die for our sins.
并且三天后复活。
And that he's risen after 3 days.
我们知道你是位活活的主上帝。
We know that you're a living God.
也让我们有这复活的盼望，每天能够来活出主你的爱。
And that through this hope of resurrection, that we could live out the love from you.
也在我们遇到困苦的当中，知道你是一位活活的主，在你凡事都能。
And that when we're in difficult situations, remind us that there's nothing impossible with you.
因此，依靠着主你复活的大能，我们能够活出像主的样式来荣耀你。
And that we can depend on your power of resurrection, that we can live out the image of you.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
Praise in Jesus' name.